Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.745 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A key name in Wichita you might not know yet. We'll tell you about that coming up with editor Bill Roy with a Wichita Business Journal update. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things.
Three.
U.S. military releases video, says it shows the Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded mine from a targeted tanker near the Strait of Hormuz. However, Iran denies any involvement.
Two.
Kansas Supreme Court set to rule this morning on state funding for public schools.
One.
Former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 22 points last night as the Toronto Raptors win the NBA championship with a four-point win at Golden State. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Some heavy traffic right now on Kellogg, and this is approaching Seneca Sycamore area, eastbound especially. We've also got some heavy traffic out by the airport on Kellogg, so Kellogg and Ridge Road there, just some heavy traffic eastbound as well. Traffic update, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast heading into Father's Day weekend, it'll be humid and windy today and on the warm side with a high of 83 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 68 degrees. And then heading into the weekend, it'll be nice and warm. Sunny sky tomorrow, high 88. And then on Father's Day on Sunday, partly cloudy and high 85. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It is mostly cloudy. Maybe some patchy fog around the area. It is 63 degrees, heading to a forecast high today of 83. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. It is the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. 747 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Consumer Price Index in the Midwest up 0.3% in May, influenced a bit by higher prices for shelter, energy, medical care services, and food. Overall, energy costs up more than 1%, food up 0.5%. The index for all items minus food and energy was up a little bit, 0.2%. So that's why you're paying more for stuff. It costs more. That's that makes sense when you read all that report.
Seems like it.
Seems like it, yeah. happy birthday, Burl Ives. The great singer Burl Ives,
yes,
was born 110 years ago on this day. Of course, you hear Burl Ives every Christmas.
Every Christmas, yeah.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. Gets overplayed a little bit. But
a little bit.
Hey, gotta love, and he's the voice of the snowman on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Great holiday special. Burl Ives. He's a DC, a pretty good actor, too. See him in the Big Country and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah.
He could bring it in some big-time roles as well. So Burl Ives was born 110 years ago on this day. It was 50 years ago this weekend. We marked the 50th anniversary of the debut of Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw.
That's right. Kind of a country version of Laugh-In.
Right.
The summer replacement series, Hee-Haw, aired for the first time this weekend on CBS. The first guests in Cornfield County were Charlie Pride and Loretta Lynn. Hey, pretty good couple names right there to kick off Hee-Haw. Of course, they always trotted out the huge names in country music.
Big country names,
and,
always.
And, you know, it was a summer replacement series, and it ended up being on the air for 23 years. It had a long run and provided a ton of great video for country music folks. Hee-Haw premiered 50 years ago this weekend. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted. About 100 works spanning Rembrandt's career are going on show in the German city of Dresden. And this is an exhibition marking the 350th anniversary of Rembrandt's death.
Oh.
Dutch painter, famous Dutch painter. Even though he's a Dutch painter, the exhibition is going to be in Germany. The exhibition in Dresden is open to the public starting today, and it runs through mid-September, as well as works by Rembrandt himself. It features another 50 etchings and drawings by his contemporaries and some later artists inspired by Rembrandt. The show draws on extensive Rembrandt collection of the museum in Dresden, along with loans from elsewhere, celebrating the big exhibit for Rembrandt. Young adults more likely than any other age group to die from drugs, alcohol, and suicide over the past decade. Now, this underscores some of the despair that millennials face and pressure on the healthcare system to respond to this crisis. And the numbers aren't going down. Drug-related deaths among those 18 to 34 up 108%
yikes,
in the last decade. Alcohol deaths up 69%. Suicides up 35%. This is data from the nonprofit Trust for America's Health and Well-Being Trust. Those are pretty startling numbers. The millennial generation, typically defined as people born between 1981 and 1996, so they're in the age range of basically 23 to 38 years old right now. But some definitions include young people born through the year 2000.
Right, right.
And right now, millennials make up a third of the workforce and the military. So they are a massive, massive segment in our society. The CEO of the Trust for America's Health cites burdensome levels of education debt, cost of housing, challenge of building careers during the Great Recession, the opioid crisis. Many millennials are also parents of young children. So there are a lot of factors that go into this.
There's, yeah.
They talk about one young lady in Indiana that drank herself to death at the age of 26, and she felt that her $50,000 student loan debt was weighing heavy on her mind. And she couldn't afford health insurance once she got old enough and was off her dad's health insurance. So things like that, boy, you just wonder if there's a bad mix of things going on out there that is making stuff harder for youngsters than it used to be. But, you know, we've all had to deal with, you know, with real world pressures, and every generation has their things they have to deal with. So,
yeah.
But boy, those numbers are not pleasing to look at. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted. Hey, it's time for a local business update with editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. And Bill will tell us about a key name in Wichita that you might not really know yet. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, getting to know Andy Tompkins. Dr. Tompkins is the man chosen by the Kansas Board of Regents to lead Wichita State University while a committee finds a successor to John Bardope. Tompkins has done his job before. He was interim president at Fort Hays State University. Tompkins says his time at WSU should be a bridge to the next WSU president. Tompkins, a lifelong educator, former CEO of the Kansas Board of Regents, says a person in his position is not supposed to turn the ship in another direction. That person's supposed to help keep the ship moving in the direction it was going. Tompkins was part of the search committee that brought John Bardow to Wichita State back in 2012. And this week we spent 10 minutes with Faye Vorderland Ware. She's the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association of Central and Western Kansas. June is Alzheimer's Association and Brain Awareness Month. The association focuses on care for not only those suffering from Alzheimer's, but also for their caregivers. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, as always, you've loaded up some great features of in the Wichita Business Journal for the Big Friday.
Yeah, we felt it was important to be able to get to know Andy Tompkins a little bit better, since he's going to be running the university for a while until we get a new president.
And hopefully you came away with some good feelings.
Yeah. I think he has the right outlook, it sounds like. For an interim president, he doesn't want to make a lot of big changes. He just wants to keep the ship going in the right direction so the next guy can take
over. Yep, that's the task.
Or gal.
Yes, whoever it may be.
Right.
I'm sure you heard us talking about this weekend marks the 50th anniversary of Hee Haw.
Oh, yeah.
Which, was a staple for me growing up.
You bet.
I assume you too. You know, I probably I probably patterned most of my life after Junior Samples.
BR549. That was one of my many nicknames as I was growing up.
One of the things I was fascinated by Buck Owens' red, white, and blue guitar.
Yes,
I always thought that was about the neatest thing ever.
Yep, and the talent of Roy Clark.
Man, and see, that's something I probably didn't realize as a kid. Once you get older and realize Roy Clark is bringing it.
He was brilliant at the guitar, banjo, any stringed instrument he could play.
He was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good stuff. All right, mm-hmm. Well, the reminiscences of Hee Haw will continue at another point. You know,
you were gone.
Yeah. I'm kind of going from that Junior Samples phase, and now I'm more Grandpa Jones.
Exactly.
I'm getting to that point in life where I'm moving on.
I wish I was a little bit more like String Bean, the way I looked. So.
Thank you, Bill. We'll talk to you again 1 hour from now. That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Man, we had a busy 7 o'clock hour, and we're going to try to top it in the 8 o'clock hour.
Always hope so.
We'll have great sports highlights from you from the big Raptors win in the NBA last night. Jad Chambers will have entertainment news at 8:35 this morning in The Blur.
Some big movies hitting theaters this weekend.
Love it. We'll tell you about a new twist on a worm that might not be for the squeamish. So we got some really good information coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So why would you go anywhere? Stay right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.